The impact of the travel ban decision will be felt in all sorts of places, including American universities, by people like this Iranian PhD candidate who's studying here.
I'm studying different aspects of heart disease, which is one of the most common reasons of mortality in the United States. And I'm trying to come up with different ideas about tackling these different diseases from different angles and coming up with new drug therapies that are absent from the market.
That Iranian researcher is attending a university in a southern U.S. state. He didn't want us to say his name or where he's studying because of his immigration status.
I moved here a few years ago with the hope of making a new life for myself and getting my name out there and showing that I can do the stuff that I always wanted to do. And I always wanted to show that to my parents and my family as well, because they helped me a lot through the process. And I wanted to make them proud. And that's the story of everyone who's here. But the problem here is right now that I cannot have them here to show them, or I cannot have them here to make them feel proud. I can't have my family in my home.
Have they been able to visit you since you've been pursuing a PhD?
Unfortunately not, and they've attempted to get a visa, and their visa was denied a few times due to the travel ban.
Do you think you have colleagues and friends who actually support the Supreme Court decision?
Yes, I have a lot of colleagues and, you know, fellow students that support the current administration and the policies. And after talking to a lot of them, I actually can respect the reasons why they may think that this is the way to go. But the problem is that the travel ban and the way that is conveyed to the population, it's just, you know, the security issues and all those things that you hear out there, it's just a cover. But when you start reading the details and when you start to go in details of what actually it is, it does not support any of the thoughts that like my colleagues or friends have in their minds. And, you know, it's totally against actually what they think. And when I talk to them and I try to come up with discussions to argue with them that what you're saying is not actually in the travel ban, some of them actually start changing their minds.
So you think that your colleagues say we support it because we think it's about national security and a president should have the right to protect national security?
That's exactly what they say.
And your feeling is that that's not what it's about. What do you think it's about?
It's all about the political games. It does not have to do anything with the national security, because we did not have an Iranian in the country doing anything that affected national security during the last three decades, I believe. However, the Iranians that are in the country are among those people who are the most contributing persons to their fields and to their communities and to their societies.
But of course, overseas, Iran is associated with a lot of other unrest and terrorism in other parts of the world.
That is true, but there is a difference between the people of Iran and the government of Iran. And if the administration says that we are the supporter of Iranian people, and they have said it many times, these actions are actually completely against those things, because the only people that are being affected by these rules and regulations are Iranian peoples and families who do not have to do anything with the government or the political agenda that the government is trying to push.
Now, you've talked about how you've come to this country, you're working really hard, you're doing incredibly interesting research, and you want to make your life here. Does this ruling change how you feel about being in the United States?
If I wanted to answer that question maybe a year ago, I would say yes. But now I'd say that, you know, the reason that America is America, because there are so many great opportunities and so many things in here that even though it may go through a dark time or through a time that the policies do not represent the true America, the coin will be flipped and it will get back to a place that it shows the true heart of the Americans. Although I have many Republican friends who are the supporter of the current administration and the president himself, but there are also so many other colleagues and American friends that are, you know, giving me heartwarming comments, trying to support me and try to come up with ideas about how they can make us feel better. And they're trying to show us that this is not the true heart of the American dream.
We've been speaking with an Iranian PhD candidate attending a university in a southern U.S. state. He preferred not to use his name. Thanks for speaking with us.
It was a pleasure.